Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
You're listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk right here on Westchester Talk Radio.
White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day.
Good morning and welcome to Health Talk from the White Plains Hospital. We're produced today by Shark Creative and I'm Laura Smith. So we've got a great show for you today. You're going to be learning a lot about the wonderful services here at this most wonderful hospital, White Plains Hospital. I'm a personal fan. I've been here a few times myself and grateful for the expertise and the care that is provided by this world-class hospital. Now, today we are going to be talking with a lot of different very special people. Chief of Orthopedic and Spine Surgery, Dr. Andrew Kasdan is my first guest. We're also going to be speaking with cancer research. We're going to be talking about cancer research today, telemedicine for expected parents listening in. We're going to talk about how to choose the right hospital to welcome your baby. It's all part of Health Talk today, and that's coming in at the bottom of the hour. But right now, for our first guest, Dr. Andrew Kasdan, Chief of Orthopedic and Spine Surgery. That's important stuff. White Plains Hospital Center for Orthopedic and Spine Surgery helps patients find relief from that probably most awful of maladies, which would be back pain. Tell us and speak to us about some of the conditions that you treat here, Dr. Kasdan.
The most common one would be somebody who has just the rapid onset of lower back pain. That's the most common thing. It's the number one cause of days lost from work in America these days. So that's where we start with people who have the acute, we call it, onset of lower back pain, and then we go from there to more serious conditions.
And lower back pain in general, what are some of the reasons that causes it? Is it like what we think, oh, you're getting old, or we reached for something and we pulled a muscle? What is the kind of basis for back pain?
Probably involves muscular injury to the lower back, and it can be just from turning over in bed the wrong way, and it can be from lifting something heavy. There's really no clear-cut incident in many people. Sometimes they just show up and say, I don't even remember doing anything, and my back is, you know, quote, killing me, end quote.
Isn't it the truth, though? And when your back's out, it just feels like nothing can happen until it's fixed. So you must treat a lot of people. And I'd be interested in hearing, I know that everything's changing in the world of surgery today. How are you treating back pain, and what are the latest and greatest in the modalities of treating it?
Well, for lower back pain, that's one thing that's usually not surgically treated. It's treated with non-operative techniques. That can include rest, heat or ice, depending on how long the pain has been present. It can include anti-inflammatory medication. And then the next step would be some injections into the lower back. They can be nerve blocks. They can be just steroids. But there's a whole assortment of different treatments that we can use for treating lower back pain.
Are they effective?
They are. I think a lot of it has to do with the passage of time, and time heals all wounds, so to speak, and so does it with lower back pain. But nevertheless, we want to speed up that process, and we'd want to try and get people back on their feet as soon as we can.
What would you say for your own practice and your patients, what is the most common method that you use to help people with back pain?
I think that's anti-inflammatory medication, Motrin, Advil, over-the-counter, very effective. And then sometimes we'll supplement that with some physical therapy.
Okay, so that's good. We're talking about over-the-counter drugs as opposed to some of the opioids and stuff we're hearing so much about these days.
Opioids we avoid really very strongly, especially for treating just lower back pain. It's a little bit of overkill.
Absolutely. Good to hear. Well, it sounds like a procedure that brings a lot of relief to patients. But when dealing with the spine, perhaps it's scary. Some people get scared by thinking about that. I know I do. How do you relay calm people down about doing something about their back?
When people come in with more serious conditions that may require surgical intervention, it's the team approach. It starts with our front office, just giving people the confidence that we're the place to go. And it's followed by their encounter with me and my staff, followed by the hospital situation where we have this just wonderful group of people taking care of our patients once you do come to the hospital for spinal surgery.
Yes, indeed. What should patients know, Dr. Kasdan, about, you know, when they're coming to you and possibly preparing for surgery? What do they need to know?
Well, there's a whole program that we've developed now in preparing for surgery, and surgery preparation is taking on a different role than it used to. It encourages patients to be more active before their surgery. It encourages patients to actually eat up and closer to their time of surgery, and it's all to try and enhance the recovery. In fact, it's called the Enhanced Recovery After Surgery Program.
Okay, so it's very comprehensive, and it's very helpful. Our last question, it's a broader one, actually. As chief of orthopedic and spine surgery here at White Plains Hospital, what are you looking forward to seeing in the very near future in terms of advancements in orthopedic care?
We're just going to continue to grow. We've got just about every single specialty within orthopedics covered here by fellowship-trained, board-certified orthopedic surgeons. But that doesn't mean we're going to stop there. We're going to continue to grow and add more staff to our ever-expanding list of providers.
Right. And I remember the days of yore when our grandparents would get back surgery or something. It was huge, and the scars were huge. The operations were huge. It's not so like that these days.
No, there's a whole new approach, and it's minimally invasive spine surgery. It's smaller incisions. It's a faster return to work. This can apply to the smallest operation where we're just removing a piece of the disc pressing on the nerve, to our much larger operations such as spinal fusions. But it's all these days trying to get the patient up back to work as fast as we can.
And that's important. And also, it sounds a whole lot less scary, indeed.
It is. It's there's a fear factor, no question. But I think once you can calm the patient down, they can approach us in a very methodical way and in a way that'll get them through their surgery with the confidence that they're in the right hands.
And so, Dr. Kasdan, I'm assuming that there are other surgeons as well, but you are the head of it. If people have back pain and really are thinking of going a more serious route, can they talk to you? Can they reach you?
Sure. I mean, they need to call the office, make an appointment, come in for a consultation. Usually they'll have had an MRI at that point, and they're coming in for a surgical consultation. And we will spend time with them. We will go over their situation and go over the treatment options available. We'll always start with the non-operative approach, if that's more appropriate, and discuss the operative approach if the time has come that surgery should be considered.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Yes, my guest has been Dr. Andrew Kasdan, Chief of Orthopedic and Spine Surgery, a really revolutionary modalities taking place these days to help cure people's back pain, and that's something we all like to do. Thank you very much. Coming up, we're going to be speaking with Senior Vice President, Patient Care Services, Chief Nursing Officer, Leanne McMahon. We'll be right back. This is Westchester Talk Radio. It's Health Talk from White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
White Plains Hospital Health Talk.
Hear every day right here on Westchester Talk Radio.
Hear from medical experts on current health trends and topics in the news.
Welcome back to Health Talk. From White Plains Hospital, I'm Laura Smith. We're produced today by Shark Creative. My next guest is Leanne McMahon. She is the Senior Vice President, Patient Care Services, the Chief Nursing Officer. Before I even begin to ask you all about what you do here and what you're responsible for, I just want to tell you, thank you, because I have been to White Plains Hospital twice, actually in 1 month at one time, and I was so impressed and so grateful for the care of the nursing staff. It made such a huge difference. I almost didn't want to leave. The nurses at White Plains Hospital are truly amazing, and I'm blessed to be here in this position.
Well, thank you so much. Again, from the bottom of my heart, it makes a big difference when you feel very cared for in a hospital situation that's sometimes scary, you know? I understand that you started your career here at White Plains Hospital. So how long have you been here? And tell me about what makes White Plains Hospital so special.
So August of this year will be my 35th year
at
White Plains Hospital. I started my career right out of nursing school and never left. And I've always felt White Plains Hospital was really committed to the community and to great patient care. And that kept me here because I was able to feel successful in being a nurse as a staff nurse to be able to provide great care to my patients. The organization really supported nurses throughout my career. The other half of it was having great relationships and great friends here. Mm-hmm. You know, two of the people that I started with are still working here. They were at my wedding, you know.
Wow.
Them. And so it just, you know, you sort of develop a little bit of a second family.
Absolutely. But obviously, you know, there's the clinical side, of course. But what else makes a truly great nurse?
You know, I learned a long time ago our patients in the community expect, particularly me in my role, that I'm hiring clinical, competent nurses. The difference is finding nurses that really care mm-hmm. about people, not just caring for you. They're coming in and they actually care about you. And that's what really makes the difference in that ability to connect with the patients and the families, to really understand what that patient, what that family's going through, what they're about, their own individual challenges, and then that becomes part of how we provide care. Individualized, patient-centered care is really the difference.
What I didn't realize before I came to the hospital twice here, White Plains Hospital, is that really 99% of the interaction a patient has is with their nurse. The doctor, of course, comes in and explains things, you know, during the day once usually or something like that, but really it's the nursing staff. And that, to me, was a real eye-opener. I didn't realize how proficient nurses had to be in order. I mean, it wasn't just a matter of making you feel comfortable in the bed, obviously. It was so much more than that. I know that there's a goal to have 80% of nurses hold a bachelor degree by the year 2020 is your goal, but recently was measured at about 57% nationally. Now, I didn't know this. I thought all nurses probably had a bachelor's degree, but they have different types. So tell us what you're doing towards this initiative.
So there's many different entry levels into nursing. So some have associate degrees. Long ago, it was a diploma degree. And so the Bachelor's of Nursing Science is now the entry level for nurses at White Plains Hospital. And I am happy to tell you we are already at the 82nd percent of all of our nurses having their bachelor's. And we're hoping to be 100% by 2020.
So in addition to having a so-called, like a nursing degree, they also have the bachelor's.
That will be the entry degree.
Okay.
So either you have an associate's degree and you're continuing your education, which is how we got to the 82nd percent, by building structures at White Plains Hospital that provided tuition reimbursement, flexible schedules, supportive environments that allowed our nurses that were already hired to obtain their bachelor's degrees, and now encouraging all of the nurses to continue to advance their education, and we're working on master's degrees and advancing doctorate prepared nurses.
I see. Wow. So that it is really that it was an eye opener for me. Tell us about the research that the more that the nurses have bachelor degrees, mm-hmm. there's actually a difference in the level of care.
So there is a lot of research. And if you think, you know, you talked about how much the nurse had to do when you were a patient, that nurse is here 24/7. They're here for every interaction for every patient, no matter where they are, outpatient, inpatient. And they have to be proficient at every aspect of clinical care, pharmacology, medical treatment, mobility. So all of the aspects, they have to be a clinical expert and understand everyone's profession. Why wouldn't we have at least a bachelor's of science degree?
Okay.
And so we see that research has demonstrated that you have lower mortality, higher patient satisfaction, there's more advances in outcomes
when nurses have higher degrees. And that's this push throughout the country to really look for nurses to advance their profession.
It's exciting. White Plains Hospital was just redesignated as a magnet organization in 2016, following its first designation in 2012. So for those that are listening who may not know what a magnet is, can you explain that to us? Why is it important from both your perspective and our perspective as a patient?
So the American Nursing Credentialing Center created the magnet designation looking for hospitals that had already achieved really high levels of patient care, had a lot of engagement in their nurses, and they looked what was it about these organizations. And they found there were very definite distinctions in these organizations, and that's what grew out of how can we put these together and see if other hospitals can aspire to this culture that really grows nurses, that they're on this continual journey to advance their profession through increasing and improving patient outcomes. And that's really what the magnet designation is about. We have to validate that we have higher than national averages in every patient outcome. We have better fall rates. We have better clinical outcomes, lower mortality, better patient experience. That is all part of the designation. And in addition to that, they're looking to see what sort of structures does an organization create to have 100% BSN, to increase certifications in the organization, all the things that we know improve patient outcomes. And so those structures are built. You validate that that is part of what you do and go through a very rigorous designation process. And so each designation pushes you a little harder to move those outcomes a little bit further and improve patient care. So it's really exciting for nurses to be in a magnet organization. And I see that at all levels of our nurses, how much it means to them. A lot of our new nurses are coming into this organization because they know we're a magnet organization. So they're looking to work at magnet organizations.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on that special designation. And also thank you once again on behalf of everybody who comes to White Plains Hospital in feeling so cared for and really creating an experience that is just one of healing in all ways.
Thank you for letting me talk about our wonderful nurses.
Yes, thank you. Again, Senior Vice President, Patient Care Services, Nurse and Chief Nursing Officer for 35 years, Leanne McMahon. What a great, great thing to know such continuity exists here and expertise at White Plains Hospital. This is Health Talk from White Plains Hospital, and we're produced by Shark Creative. I'm Laura Smith, and we're going to be back.
I was doing dishes and I had this pain. I couldn't put my foot on the floor.
When even the smallest tasks became painful, Vivian Skroka's doctor told her she needed back surgery. Fortunately, Dr. Andrew Kasdan had just joined the team at White Plains Hospital.
Yes! I don't have to go into the city.
He and his partner, Dr. Jared Brandoff, began planning Vivian's spine surgery together.
We were able to use new, minimally invasive techniques, and she was back in full activities within 2 weeks.
She's very proud to say she walked 10 flights of steps today.
Now, Vivian can enjoy gardening and time with her grandkids again.
Oh my God, I don't have any pain. The care that I received was stellar. There was no place else that I would have gone.
Vivian's search for world-class spine surgery brought her back home. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Find your pain relief. Call 914-849-MYMD. That's 914-849-MYMD. A member of the Montefiore Health System.
Want to hear more from White Plains Hospital Health Talk?
Listen on demand at WPHospital.org and on Westchester Talk Radio every day at 3 p.m.
Welcome back to Health Talk from White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith. We're produced today by Shark Creative. Well, this is one of my favorite topics. Anytime we can interview someone on the subject of either, well, puppies or babies, I'm always enjoying that, I can tell you. And today we have Carrie Deneen, and she is the obstetrics nurse navigator. Sounds like a superhero to me. And indeed, I would say anybody that works in obstetrics is definitely a superhero, bringing little babies into the world. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, wonderful stuff. So tell us about your role as an obstetrics nurse navigator. I've never heard it put put that way, but tell us about it.
So it's a fairly new role. So my background is that I've been a labor and delivery nurse here at White Plains since 1987. I've taken a couple years off to have my own kids, but I came back 6-7 years ago and worked in labor and delivery. And then about 3 years ago, we had a manager upstairs, Lancey Longworth, and she came up with the idea that, you know, we needed someone who was a go-between. So most women coming in for labor, it's their first time in a hospital. So if they've never been to a hospital before and all they've seen is television, which is never really what happens, or they've spoken to their friends. So we decided that we were going to try this role. So it's kind of was a role in making. We really knew that we wanted to get patients in ahead of time. We wanted to know their history before they were having labor pains, and we wanted them to get to know us.
Okay, so you sort of act as a communications liaison between the hospital and then the people coming in. So you get
and
to
the
learn.
Doctor's offices.
And the doctor's offices. I see. This is really important stuff. When you meet with parents, tell us some of the details that you would go over with them that they can expect to hear.
So what happens is all of our physicians are part of our team, and they will hand out an information card. So it has an email and a telephone number for them to contact me in. And parents will reach out at 32 weeks, sometimes sooner if they have special concerns or anything, and we'll set an appointment. So when they make their appointment, we set it up, and it's usually about an hour long when they come in. And what they'll do is when they first come in, they sit down in my office. I'm located up on labor and delivery, and we review their medical history, because what we found is most patients coming in labor didn't answer their medical history, and things would come up later on. So we answer their, we do their medical history and their obstetrical history, and then we talk labor and delivery. Some patients come with a list of questions, and other people really have no idea what they want to ask. So over the past year or so, I've come up with a talk. So I kind of do a verbal tour of labor and delivery, where you're going to park, what doors you're going to come in, where you're coming, and what's going to happen pretty much from the time you come in labor until you're going home. So we talk about, you know, what your labor plans will be. Do you want pain medication? What we offer for pain medication? Who you can have in your room? Who can be your support person? How we talk about how we're going to feed you? Our rooming in with the baby? Our breastfeeding help? All the things that people really want to know, and they didn't even know they wanted to know that.
You know, that is so true. When I had my baby and it wasn't here, and I wish I would have had it at White Plains Hospital because of the care I've had here for other situations, and I can only imagine how extraordinary the care must be in your labor and delivery. But I didn't ask any questions, and that was not a good idea, and it was quite a while ago, but I truly wish I would have had a Carrie Dineen with me, you know, coaching me through what to expect.
Well,
I had no clue.
So many patients just hear what their friends tell them, and I always tell them every friend's story is going to start with an exhale. Every friend wants to tell you, oh, my labor story. And I said, and that's not always what we do here. You know, everyone comes in and they expect to hear yelling as they're walking through the unit on a tour. And I'm like, no, it's not like that. That's television. That makes for good television. But no, we're not going to let you be screaming.
Real deal.
Yeah, it's not what's real and everything. And, you know, we'll do a tour so they get to see. Because I think of myself as the nightlight. Is that you haven't been to the hospital before. So when those doors open and you hear the click and your doors open, you see a long hallway. You don't know what to expect. So I want to be your nightlight. So the more we talk about and tell you what's going to go on and everything, you're familiar with it. That when you come in, you're like, okay, I'll go to the end of the hallway. That's where the nurses are. Oh, that's right. She talked about that. Oh, yes, she talked about rooming in. Will you remember everything I say? Of course not. But all of a sudden in the process, it will be, yes. Oh, wait. She talked about that. I remember that.
Absolutely. What are some of the most outstanding things that you can remember that people have either asked you or you wished they would ask you in terms of making their experience here at White Plains Hospital a better one or an exciting one or whatever it is?
I think that people need to know their options that, you know, with breastfeeding, I know that's a big hot topic and everything, and we practice rooming in, and we're wonderful supporters of breastfeeding. As for lactation help, most of us here in White Plains in our maternity department are certified lactation counselors. We have IBLCs on staff that'll hear, and we have a wonderful support group that people could come back to after they've had their baby. And I think that's a great thing is that we support people once they leave us also. Not only can you come before you have your baby for classes on breastfeeding and help, but afterwards that there's a group of moms that will be supportive, and it's run by our IBLCs. It's here in the hospital. It's free of charge, and I think it's a great way, and you know, some moms keep coming back and everything, and they
Absolutely.
Talk very highly of it, and I think that knowing that you're going to be supported in such a big decision makes it a little bit easier to undertake that decision.
Absolutely. And can you tell us a little bit about some of the classes that are offered here at White Plains Hospital to the expecting parents? What sort of things are going on that they can take advantage of?
We have lots of things going on. So we have a brand new classroom area, which is very exciting for us. So that's up on our sixth floor, part of our new construction. Before your baby's born, we offer a day-long childbirth class, and we call it From Belly to Birth and Beyond. And it's run by some of our labor and delivery nurses. And they're going to kind of talk you through a labor process, what's happening to your body, what to expect. And they'll give you some ways to relax and some techniques that you can use for that. We have a parenting class called Baby Basics, and that's on Mondays. And that's a two-hour class. And that offers what you kind of need to know to get you through the first 6 weeks. Sleeping patterns or not sleeping patterns. Baby care, diaper changing. And that's taught by a couple of our nurses, postpartum and labor and delivery. We have a breastfeeding class that runs once a month on a Monday evening. It's 2 hours, and that's run by our IBLCs, and they do a great job. You know, a lot of it's nice. It's relaxing. It's a conversational kind of a meeting. It's not uptight. Everyone can ask their questions. We have some snacks. They have dolls that you can practice breastfeeding and changing diapers on. And then for parents who already delivered someplace and have a child at home, we have a sibling class that's for children ages 3 to 7.
My goodness, that is really comprehensive.
Yeah, and then with working with the community, we have Prana Yoga is here on Sunday mornings. So Prana Yoga offers a prenatal yoga class and then a mommy and me class. So again, it's a nice way of bringing people back, you know, after they've had their baby.
This sounds absolutely tremendous. I mean, I'm dating myself, but I came from the time of Lamaze classes, and that was it. You had a Lamaze class
once
and
a week.
You learn how to breathe during that, and that was it. I can tell you, I didn't know how to change a diaper. I didn't know anything what was going on, but I knew how to breathe once I got in there, which I never did end up using because I had an awful labor. So this is incredible that you offer so many different services.
And one of the things that's different from when you and I had our kids, too, is that your baby went to the nursery. So you didn't have time to change a diaper or anything. Whereas now we do rooming in. So you're spending so much more time with your baby. You're doing this skin to skin. You're learning how to change diapers, change their clothes. You're much more comfortable going home because you've had so much hands-on experience with someone watching over your shoulder.
Absolutely.
So,
and
I
the husband
is
usually here. The father is generally. So they can sleep in the room with the mom and the baby?
Yep. So here in White Plains, all of our birthing rooms and our triage rooms are private, and there's sleep accommodations in those rooms on our labor side. And then on maternity side, we have private rooms there also that have sleep accommodations for husbands. So they're more than welcome to spend the night. So in labor, you can have up to two, your support person and yourself, and then you can have two other people who as your support people in your room. And then on maternity, you have one adult can spend the night with you. Okay.
I see. And what about like doulas and midwives? Does White Plains Hospital work with them? Or
we welcome doulas. Midwives, we have a midwife on staff with one of the hospital groups. And then for doulas, people are more than welcome to bring them. We do not provide them or have an association with the group, but we have plenty of patients who come in with their doulas and everything, and it works out wonderfully.
It just sounds like the only way and the only place to have a baby.
I agree with you.
Is here at
like
White
I
Plains.
Said, I've been here a long time and seen many changes, and we just keep, you know, making it better and better.
Well, it sounds like it. And with someone like you, the obstetrics nurse navigator, again, it sounds like a superhero title. It's great to meet you, Carrie Deneen. Thank you so much. And I'm sure that you create this beautiful atmosphere for what is the most important time in almost anybody's life. So
it is. Yeah. And for us, too. There's never a birth that's not the same. I've been doing it for a long time. And like I said, it's a wonderful place to be.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
you so much. This has been Health Talk. And don't forget to tune into the second part of the show, because Health Talk's Jim Cleefield is going to be here talking and hearing about cancer research and telemedicine. All this and more from White Plains Hospital, produced by Shark Creative. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Health Talk.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.